Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on. So I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara.
Happy New Year. I mean, I guess I'm still saying Happy New Year. I'm one of those people that are saying Happy New Year like January 20th. Hi, welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
Hi, Jess. I'm Jen. Yeah, I'll let you say Happy New Year. And I do feel happy. So
I'm happy it's a new year. I don't know how much has changed, but, you know, some things are new. Some things feel fresh. There's some new energy in the air.
Yes, and I'm back in the United States. I got here.
Welcome.
After a whole big rigmarole and a million PCR tests
stuff.
But I'm here. How have you been without me?
I you know, I missed you, but it's not like I was gallivanting and socializing. I just knew that you were abroad. I knew that you were 6 hours ahead. And I'm happy to know that you're home and I'm happy that you got to see your family. And but I do feel better that you're on US soil.
Yes, I'm here.
By the way, that voice was a joke. No. I have not been lonely. I have to tell you guys, I've invited someone into the home. There is a new member of our family. Her name is Farina. She's really sweet, guys. So, as you know, if you are a new listener, you might not know, I lost my sweet cat, Janetta, in September. Actually, there was a really special date, the day that we lost her, because it was also the day that Jen knew that she was getting her sweet Wolfgang. There was some kind of spiritual cosmic thing happening there. But we lost Janetta on September 18th. I waited a while. I'm saying a while. It depends probably what your definition of a while is. But waited a couple of months. I've actually had Farina. I don't mean to hide things from you guys, but I've had her for about a month, but I didn't want to tell anyone. I didn't even tell some of my closest friends because I was nervous it wasn't going to work out. Farina is an adult cat. And as you may know, when you adopt an adult cat, when you bring an adult cat into the home, they don't always adjust so quickly because they're used to where they've been living for many years. Farina's 4 years old. She had a life before living here. So she's not really accustomed to, she was in a farm in Pennsylvania. This is a new life for her, living in the city, you know, being without other cats. She's coming out of her shell. It's going to be a while. She doesn't want me to pick her up.
You guys, I've seen her and she's a beauty. She's a big beauty.
She's a big beauty. She looks just like Janetta. She's a Siberian just like Janetta.
Excuse me. She's unique. She's a different cat. She has her eyes are slightly different. She's got, I think, a more voluptuous build.
Yes, more voluptuous. She kind of looks like the Cowardly Lion. We gave her a lion cup, but when she came here, she was very, very furry, and she had total Cowardly Lion vibes because she looked scared. She has the little lion kind of like, you know, face, the little downturn, like the droll little mouth. She's very scared, but now she is accepting pets. If she's in a certain position. And she's a sweetie, but she is scared. So
now you have two girls.
Yeah, two girls. Poor Jeff. I feel like he's always surrounded by girls. Like even, you know, he has a sister. He has a daughter. He works in, you know, the beauty industry. But I think it's just his destiny. So, But we're totally loving on her, and I will be sharing pictures of her shortly.
Welcome, Farina, to the Welcome Fat Mascara Farina. Fam.
Welcome, Farina.
I love that. I've been dying to do this intro where we get to introduce her. So I'm so glad that the cat's out of the bag.
Oh. I was just shy about her. I was just like so nervous something would go wrong, please. And then we'd have to like.
I know, but please forgive that joke. That was horrible.
I love that. I'm all about the dad jokes. You
that
know
was
I love
stepmom
that
stepmom joke. Oy.
It's happening.
Okay, so in honor of Farina, I'll let you do the beauty news.
Yes,
how about
yes,
that?
Yes, yes.
And then we have a lot of service, I would say, in this episode. We're going to talk about retinol and like, do you need to exfoliate when you use retinol? It's something people are really confused about.
This is such an important topic.
And also, Wonder Water, our like favorite product of last year, actually it launched at the end of the year before that, now has a new baby sister. And I tried it and I want to talk about it, see what we think. Then we'll raise a wand and that will be our episode. You ready to
Excellent.
Do it, Jess?
Yes. Let's dive in. 2021. Let's do it. Quick and dirty beauty news, guys, all right? There's some things in here that will not come as a surprise to you, so let's just, you know, plow on. First one, the deal is done. We knew this was going to happen. Coty has closed a deal to acquire 20% of Kim Kardashian West's beauty business, KKW Beauty, for $200 million.
Maybe they'll get another shareholder suit over this one. Like that one doesn't seem like an inflated price, though, but go on.
I mean, it's a lot of money. I'm interested to see what's going to happen. Kim Kardashian's going to drop the West. I don't know. Been in the news a lot lately, the past couple of days. Curious to see what's going to happen. Curious to see what the Kardashians, vibe is going to be in the next year. It's been a very interesting year for celebrities, for, excess, for the whole climate seems to be changing. So I've got my eye on this. Watch this space. Okay. Aveda is now vegan. You may be thinking, huh, I would think Aveda is vegan because Aveda is really the pioneer in all things kind of natural, cruelty-free. They really, really have been leading the conversation since 1978, but the brand still use beeswax. So we know that vegan is a very big movement in the beauty industry. So anyone who's interested in vegan cosmetics can absolutely now embrace Aveda Cosmetics. Also, they are they've just announced that Arizona Muse, the model, is the brand's first sustainability advocate. Thought that was interesting that this is a brand that now has a sustainability advocate versus
you don't
just
think
a face.
Of Aveda as like having a celebrity on board or a model like that.
Yeah, I love that. Okay. Thought that was very cool. And then as I was reading about Aveda, I knew that they had a big space in Minnesota, like a big campus, but thought it was really cool that they sit on 58 acres of land certified by the National Wildlife Federation. Just thought that was very interesting. Wanted to share with you guys.
Cool. I like that.
Yeah. They have their own honeybee colonies, vegetable garden overseen by employees. Really neat. Okay. South Korea is seeing an uptick in cosmetic surgery. Now, this country has been the capital of cosmetic surgery outside of COVID times. The industry there is worth a $10.7 billion in 2020. $10.7 billion.
Wow.
Up 9.2% year on year. And in 2021, it's expected to hover around $11.8 billion. Popular procedures include nose jobs and lip procedures.
Yeah. Oh, I remember when I went there, it was like McDonald's. You would walk by the street and there'd be pictures up on with prices. Like you could walk in off the street to get plastic surgery. I thought it was fascinating. It's such an interesting way to approach that. And it's interesting that it is not slowing down because of the pandemic.
Nope, not at all. Bella Hadid is feeling fiery. Now, go check out...
I love that you gave it a real headline.
Oh, that's my favorite part of doing the headline, of doing the news. Okay, I just wish that we were visual so I could have a little, you know, the little Chiron on the screen.
A little ticker going over.
Yeah, above my left shoulder.
Hear that, Drew Barrymore? Have Jess on as your baby correspondent, and she will come with her own Chiron headlines. Oh,
Drew, you just, you know, take a snack break. I will handle it all. You come back and it's all done. So Bella Hadid is feeling fiery. She is giving us some serious 90s realness, very Ginger Spice. She's doing the two skunk streaks. That's what I'm calling them. But you all know what I'm talking about if you were alive in the 90s. The bam, bam, one on the left, one on the right. You know, major kind of fiery
highlights. I did it back then. I did it with Jolene Bleach on either side of my part. Chunky highlight.
Well, that was my closing question, Jen. Have you embraced this trend?
So I'm not embracing it right now because I already have my white streak, which is basically built-in chunky highlight,
I have to say it's much more natural looking than what Bella has going on. Do yourself a favor. Go look at Bella's Instagram. I mean, she has the youth to pull it off. As you can see, I'm editorializing. She's got the face. I believe Ebony Frausto and Jenna Perry, both colorists separately, have been taking Bella in this direction. Jenna worked with her more recently. But this is a complete throwback to like Spice World 1997. It is like electric orange.
Then I'll bring back my track pants and platform slides.
I have to, that is exactly the perfect, those are the exact perfect accessories to go with this. I'm interesting if we're going to go deeper in this 90s, I was about to say spiral, this kind of like raver, girl power thing. It's really aggro. I personally will not be doing it. If I've done it once, I'm not doing it again. But good on you, Bella. You look great. Okay, make way finally for another celebrity scent. Now, when we did our Naughty and Nice episode, I said naughty, naughty to the agents who are okaying all of these celebrity collaborations. Well, there's one celebrity who I think can kind of do whatever the hell she wants, especially lately, and that is Dolly Parton.
It's Dolly Parton. You can come out with a makeup line, and I will give you free advertising on Fat Mascara if you come on the show. I love you, Dolly.
Dolly can do whatever she damn wants. Toilet paper covers, kitchens, you know, cutlery, whatever, anything. So the CEO of Edge Beauty, who is putting out the fragrance, Steve Mamoris, had this to say about the collaboration. "We firmly believe that Dolly Parton is at the center of American culture and that she crosses political divides, generations, emotional sensibility, God, it goes on, and gender, and we believe she's the true nucleus of American culture today." Well, if that doesn't say it all, I mean, it sounds like Dolly is about to heal the nation. I'm behind it. So, and she's also 74. If a 74-year-old
Dolly for president.
Yeah, if a 74-year-old woman can push, you know, can sell fragrance right now and heal the nation and bring us all together, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So let's settle up and wait for Dolly. Spring 2021. And there's your news.
So the ingredient that keeps on giving us questions, retinol. Let's talk about retinol. A lot of you have incorporated it into your skincare routine over the last however many years because it's like the baller anti-ager. But I always think about this, Jess, and a lot of people want to know this. If you use retinol, do you still need to exfoliate? Because isn't it sort of an exfoliator as well? And then like what happens with all those other peels and scrubbies and... Talk to us.
I love this question because I have it too. I've just started, you know, kind of revving up my retinol, you know, regimen again.
Oh yeah, post-baby, you could get back into it.
Yes, exactly. And I love the ingredient, but also it's winter time. So I'm like, oh, is that too much? Should I do exfoliating and retinol? I went to the source. I went to Dr. Ranella Hirsch. I know you guys love her. I know, but don't worry, we're going to bring her back. We're going to bring her back. But I knew she would give it to me straight. And because Ranella is so... smart and so nuanced, she was like, there's not actually a super straight answer to this. So stay with me. First, are you just getting started on a retinol? If you're just getting
retinizing, as they say.
If you are new to vitamin A, the advice is to go low and slow and avoid exfoliating in addition to using a retinol. Because if
you vitamin A is retinol.
Yes,
retinol is a vitamin A derivative, for those of you who don't know.
Thank you. Thank you. That is a very good edit here. So if that's you, I really need you to just stick with your retinol, okay, or your vitamin A derivative. So what you would want to do is just stick with that because the retinol is like turning over your, you know, your cells. You don't need to pile anything on top of that. Now, if you are used to your retinol, here's what you're going to do. And your skin, and assuming that your skin is not irritated, red, peeling, stinging, and you feel like you just need something a little bit more, you can add something else. But she said, not just anything. You would use either, not a glycolic acid. She said that's not your first choice. Consider something that's like a lactic acid, which she says is not only a larger molecule, that so it won't penetrate as deeply and cause issues, but it's also a humectant, which I didn't realize. The lactic acid is also a humectant.
So it draws moisture into the skin. Mm-hmm. That's good. Because it can be drying to have retinol.
Right, right. So shelve your glycolic acids. If you're going to add this lactic acid, if you're going to add this exfoliant, do not, I really wish I didn't have to say this because I think it's kind of common sense, but don't add them at the same time. So let's say you're going to use your retinol 3 times a week. Do the exfoliating product on one of the other nights. And did you hear me say one? Just one of the other nights. You're not going to use them on your off days, on the, you know, every other off day. You're just going to do it one of the other nights and start very slowly.
Just like you had to retinize up into using the retinol, you got to lacticize, lactate.
You're going to lacticize. You're going to lacticize once a week. And then also, we're not going to lactate.
I'm interrupting you. I don't know why I find that.
I've got a heckler, guys.
Sorry, Ranella. These are great tips. Keep going.
Then also remember that the formula of retinol or vitamin A that you're using is a really key variable. So if you're using something like a weaker formula, like a retinol palmitate or a mild retinol, you're more likely to be able to handle something like a light exfoliator.
Those rules are the ones in the over-the-counter, whereas like tretinoin is a prescription form of a retinoid. Yeah.
Exactly. So, and the rules that I mentioned still apply, okay? Like everything I just said, even if you're using a light guy. But if you're using, like as Jen said, a strong retinol and over the, or prescription product, it is the rare person, she said, who needs any extra exfoliation at all. So don't think that you're very special and you need all this extra exfoliation.
I was just reading about the white rhino, the northern white rhino.
Oh, yes.
He could do
very
that.
Sad.
Or she could do that, but not you.
Yes. and some products that she loves. If you're saying, okay, well, what do I actually use? Let's get cut to the chase. She loves Kate Somerville Exfoliate. It uses lactic acid, papaya, pineapple, pumpkin enzymes. Those are really gentle exfoliators. And it has vitamin E, honey, and aloe to soothe. That sounds so lovely right now. She loves Josh Rosebrook Daily Acid Toner. It has aloe juice, glycerin, clay. You can. It's gentle enough to use with retinoid. She loves that. And then this is one I've never heard of before. Deviant Gentle Resurfacing Liquid. Uses lactic, mandelic, and salicylic acids to exfoliate, and green tea and licorice to soothe.
So I like those. All of those have a really good element ones. As well as the exfoliating. This isn't the red peel of death, as she called it on our show.
So I hope that's helpful. And I really think it's just best to like err on the side of like under exfoliating than going for it and hoping for the best.
Thanks, Jess.
Thank you. And thank you, Dr. Hirsch. Thank you, Ranella.
Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honey Love, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honey Love came along. Honey Love's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honey Love products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honey Love is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honey Love.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Aloe Moves
works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right? That's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done. All in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. Okay, new Wonder Water. What's up? What's the deal?
A little background for people. L'Oreal Elvive 8-Second Wonder Water was, I'm going to say, one of my favorite products of last year. Jess and I fell in love with it. It is a rinse-out hair treatment for any texture hair that is like smoothing and shiny and conditioning without weighing you down like a conditioner. It uses lamels to lay down, you know, they're like they gave it a name. It's a micellar technology that sort of just connects to with the ion charge to your hair to like smooth everything out. But it's just kind of miraculous because it doesn't feel like anything and it just smooths through your hair like you're using the deepest, heaviest conditioner in the world, but it's like light as air, right? Jess?
So good. So good. I love it. Love it.
So I have been using that all year, and then come January, new year, new Wonder Water, and I was like, hold the phone, what is this? It is L'Oreal Paris Elvive Dream Lens 8-Second Wonder Water. So, of course, immediately I wanted to try it and give you my full, honest opinion. Are you ready?
Ready.
It's the same damn product.
Really?
So I used it, and I was like, and I hadn't actually used Wonder Water in a while. And I was like, oh, this is why I love this product. Okay, the smell is a little bit different. And it says Dream Length. So it's for like long hair to help your hair grow long. But I was like, that's kind of what the other one did. I looked at the ingredients. I was like, these look like the same ingredients. The scent is more like it's that tropical-y kind of scent. It's less like a clean apple scent and more of like a floral kind of vibe to it. It actually reminded me of like Brazil Bum Bum cream scent. I don't know, for whatever reason. Could be the pink and orange packaging. I let my hair air dry, smooth, shiny, feels like the same thing. So I reached out to the company and I was like, please do tell me more about the differences between the products. Well, the scent is the main difference, truly. So I got that from the company. So even, you know, it's not actually a brand new, crazy new product. I think it's just they're putting it in a different line so that people with long hair who want to grow their hair longer know that this is the product for them. But I think that just speaks to how wonderful Wonder Water is because it works for everybody. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You can package this and call it 20 different things. It'd still be the same. But if you're like in another country, like one of our listeners who's like, oh no, we had to wait 6 months to get the regular Wonder Water. We have to wait 6 more months for the, you know, the Dream Lens version. You don't have to wait. It's kind of the same unless you want a different scent. But I love it still. Available. You'll start seeing it in stores soon. It's still just $9.99 and you get about 8 uses in there. Depending on your hair length, you could get more. And it's just fabulous.
It's such an amazing product. Okay. Yeah. Dream Lens.
Now you have two. Sisters, not twins.
Oh, wow. I mean, this is the razor wand to end all razor wands for me. We've got Caroline from Florida coming on the mic soon. And I mean, just Caroline, let's hang.
Hey guys, my name's Caroline. I'm from Florida. I'm honestly not going to lie, a little bit let down that Jen didn't answer the phone like she keeps teasing. But anyways, I wanted to raise my wand to something that I think will make Jess very happy. based on the last episode, and that is QVC and Isaac Mizrahi together. I agree about him just being like a hilarious and great human. But also just QVC in general, like I've never bought anything from it, but I'm in my late 20s and it's gotten me through like a lot of kind of isolated periods in my life where I just need some like cheerful background noise on. And they do have some beauty deals. So yeah, I know I feel like kind of silly saying this, but I'm raising my wand to QVC and some of the lovely guests on QVC, like Isaac Mizrahi. And I would totally, totally watch that documentary, Jess. Okay. So yeah.
Caroline, I feel like I've met an old soul because I get it. I've got Q going on in the background all the time. My college roommate and one of my dearest friends, Petey, used to laugh at me because we'd be in college and I'd just have it going on at night. I'd fall asleep to it during the day when I was like studying, whatever. Like it's just, it soothes the soul. It's chicken soup for the soul. And they've got some great hosts right now and some great, you know, celebrity guests and all
raise
that.
Raise a wand.
Raise a wand to the Q.
And I'm so sorry I didn't pick up the phone. You never know. That's the thing, guys. So you should call us because maybe I will. And wouldn't that make your day? But if you're like a shy type, don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our phone number is 646-481-8182. Or you can send us a voice memo and you can just email that to info@fatmascara.com. You don't even have to write us an email if you're not in the mood. Just shoot it over. I'll know what it is. I see an M4. I know what it is. MP4, whatever the hell it is. Send That's us a raise a wand. We have so many good ones in the hopper right now.
Oh my God.
Because you guys were getting crazy over the holidays, but I don't care. I want more. Give them to us. All right. You ready?
Jen, what do you have?
Okay. I'm doing a generalized thing, and it is this. I am raising a wand to mascara that doesn't smudge. And here's why. I have tested, like Restroom Rituals, who is a listener of ours.
Love
I have
them.
Tested
Her.
So many drugstore mascaras in the last month because I don't know if you guys know this, but in retail, they do like shelf resets usually just twice a year for cosmetics, and January is one of the shelf resets. I don't know if that's still the case amid COVID, but when I was a beauty editor, mm-hmm. that was how it was. So every January, every drugstore brand came out with their new mascaras. So I got them a couple months early. I have not found one yet that I can raise a wand to. I did your NYX, I did your Maybelline, I did your L'Oreal. They all make great mascaras in the past, but like the new ones that are out there, and I've been trying a lot of brands. I remain unimpressed. So I want to just let you know that I am doing my work here. I'm doing my work as a beauty journalist. And the reason I have not raised a wand to any of them is because none of them have been wand worthy.
They're not passing the JG smudge
test.
No,
so I just want to say, like, freaking people make mascaras that don't smudge. I don't care how big and lush and black and carbon loaded and airtight and high flying and lot flutin' it is, if it doesn't freaking stay and not smudge.
Are you willing to go waterproof?
Sure. But I actually tried a bunch of waterproof too.
Okay.
It smudges on me.
Okay.
I have very deep set eyes. I don't know, whatever it is. What do you rate? Give us something positive. Positive news, Jess.
I am raising a wand to a product that came out, I think, within the last 12 months. It is the Malin and Goetz Detox Scalp Mask. It's a 5-minute foaming scalp treatment. It removes buildup, dead skin cells, and excess oil with the promise of leaving your hair looking fuller, thicker, and healthier. And this is all according to the website, their own website. It's $35. It is definitely a treat product, but I have to tell you, it makes me feel amazing. So I don't wash my hair as much as I should or I used to because we're all at home. I, you know, get my color done. It is, you know, expensive. So I want to preserve my color. I don't want to get it wet as much. And I just also have less time. So when I do wash my hair, I like to make it like a little treatment. And I've been using this product like, I would say every... Or listen, I wash my hair more than once every 2 weeks, but I use it about like every 2 weeks just to kind of like get the buildup out. I put it on my thing, on my hair, dry hair at for five minutes, brush my teeth, whatever, remove my eye makeup, whatever I need to do. I like masks that are only like a quick lift, you know, like 5 minutes or whatever.
That I can handle.
I notice a difference. My hair feels lighter. It looks thicker. It looks better. I don't feel like itchy scalp or anything. It doesn't irritate.
Yeah, you know when your scalp kind of hurts?
Yeah.
After a couple days of not doing the shampoo?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I have very, yeah, I get that. I feel itchy. I feel gross. Ugh. This is a great product and it feels nice when it's on, kind of tingly. Love it. So Detox Scalp Mask from Malin.
Love a tingle and a peppermint tingle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-mm. So check it out. It's a nice little indulgence. All right. Raise a wand.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.